Welcome to the Blackbird Reading Series, created alongside the Blackbird Anthology from the Seamus Heaney Centre at Queen's University Belfast. This series was produced and edited by Susie Bloom and recorded by Georgios Veroutsos. Please enjoy.
Breath by Joseph Scott. He lives in the back street, about 15 minutes away from me. The terraced houses all look the same, derelict. Windows and doors are covered by an ugly brown metal, with a red number painted on them. The metal windows are decorated in white writing that reads PSNI out, touts out, DECANLR, the usual rubbish. His house looks like one of the few that actually has a person in it. The once orange bricks are turning black. The plastic gutter pipe has snapped off at the bottom, and a little river of rainwater drips into the street. His white door is black at the bottom, and his blinds are only open halfway, like he's trying to block out the sun from this rainy overcast day. I sit in my car and watch. The radio has weatherman Frank on. He's telling my how Stormont is still empty, and how this June weather is usually cold for this time of year. I turn on the heat in my car. The condensation fogs my view, so I roll down the window. Still nothing. He's not leaving. I check my phone to see 12 missed calls from Paul. My eyes meet the little Jesus crucifix that dangles over my rear view mirror. My thoughts go straight to him. And something inside takes control. I open my car door. The squeak of it is the only sound the street makes. The rain beats me across the face as I walk up to his window. Someone is in there, but it's hard to tell. The windows haven't been cleaned in God knows how long. I walk to the door and rap on the letterbox. No answer. I place my hand on the letterbox again, worrying that if I rap it any louder, it will fall off. The thing seems to be just about hanging on in. The door opens. He stands there, white t-shirt, grey joggers, face like a brick. You all right, love? Love? It seems like once you're over 40, every man thinks he can call you that. Aye, I say. Your name? Deirdre. How'd you hear about me? Stephen. Wee Stephen? Aye, wee Stephen. He steps aside. This must be his way of inviting me in. The weed hits me straight away, up the nose and to the back of the throat. His hallway has black marks all over the floor, like no one uses the doormat to clean their feet. But I do. He smiles at me while I do so. In front of me is his staircase, coated in a dark green carpet that looks like if you walked on it, it would make a soggy sound. He opens the living room door and holds it opened for me.